With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
This was on my list, too, until I had to bump some off of it. But, yeah, Nick, good way to start right there.
Oh, meatloaf. Yeah?
Meatloaf is just...
I love meatloaf.
With ketchup on it, right?
No, just, you know, with a good side, though. Got to have macaroni and some other stuff. Barry, the songs you picked, is it because they were overplayed and then you started hating them? Or did you hate them as soon as you heard them? I pretty much hated them all as soon as I heard them. I don't think there was any that got overplayed to the point that I hated them. I think... I just genuinely hated all those songs. How about you guys over on your list?
Pretty much the first time you hear a song, you either like it or you...
There are some songs that grow on you, though, right?
Yeah, there's songs that grow on you. There's songs that you begin to
hate. Like the new Taylor
hate.
Swift one. At first, I was like, oh, you could do better, Taylor. But now I'm like, oh, that's my jam.
I haven't heard the new Taylor Swift song.
Yeah,
but I will
good.
Give it a listen for sure.
I'll find it for you.
The first song off the new album's pretty good. I'll even say that.
Oh, so you're listening too.
I heard it.
Uh-huh. Heard it it's going to be on your workout rotation.
It will not ever.
Sooner than you expect.
It will never grace the presence of my workout song.
You're a damn lie,
no,
Joel.
I'm dead honest. I don't lie about anything.
It's called Ready For It, right?
Is that the more upbeat one? There's a really upbeat one with a kind of a repetitive chorus.
I don't know. I'm going to try to play this through my... That one?
I think so.
Yeah. That's the one. That's a good one. She gets down. There you go. Yeah, much better. That one? That's ready for the gym, Joel. I can just see me pressing up plates. Just,
What about with or without the knife and fork and spoon?
I see what you did.
By the way, the Grammy Awards came out, or the American Music Awards, something like that, but she didn't qualify. She didn't get her album out in time.
That's
so
a travesty. Already not watching it. My wife is going to jump from 50K this year to 200K next year. I'm ready to wear an apron. Bro, I'm with you. I would totally. When I lost my job, when I got laid off from the H, the wife was doing well enough that I was like, just be a stay-at-home husband. And I was for a long time, too, and I didn't mind it at all.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I did not mind it at all. That's when I wrote the Jobless Chronicles. It was nice. I was just eating breakfast cereal at noon, living the good life. Just make sure, you know, you got to clean the house, but I wouldn't start cleaning. Like, if she gets home at 6, I'd start at 5:30. But it would be nonstop, just a mad dash to get the house straightened up before she got home. And then I would just be all like, oh, hey, what's up? Like I did it a long time ago. That's the key. How is Barry an Aggie fan if he's a UT grad? What? At what point did I say I was a UT grad?
That's the Raheel joke.
Yeah, it was the Raheel joke. You guys, you need to listen. You need to hear the stream. What is it? I guess it's an ad for the station.
Yeah, and I don't. I
or
wonder
just a bit
because I haven't heard it on the regular radio platform.
It's just on the, it's
Tyler
just
knows
on the
where
stream.
It is. It's in the system somewhere.
Okay,
it's really funny, but it only plays on the stream. But no, I was talking about a joke or a commercial that runs, sir, not the fact that I'm a UT grad. Barry calls himself a true hip-hop fan. I call BS. Not while hating on the Fresh Prince and Kid and Play. Wait, Will Smith, first rap Grammy, if I'm not mistaken, Will had bars FOH, which means get the bleep out of here.
Well, he's not going to be happy with the fact that I've got a Will Smith song on there.
See? And Kid and Play, they gave hip-hop epic movies for the culture, and oh yeah, great music as well, FOH.
You're getting a lot of FOH.
Yeah, apparently I need to get the bleep out of here a lot. I don't know how me not liking DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince and Kid and Play would not qualify me as a real hip-hop fan. But I guess maybe it was because I was listening to the Poor Righteous Teachers and King Sun and Public Enemy.
Kind of the reason why I stayed away
Black
from
Moon. You screwed over Marky Mark, who's a lyrical genius.
I'm sorry, I was listening to Black Moon's Who Got the Props, not Kid and Play. Ain't gonna hurt nobody. Get out of here.
I like Kid and Play.
I probably just named four groups that whoever sent that to me has never heard of. But I'm not a hip-hop fan. Thank you, sir. Please try again.
I like Kid and Play.
Do you?
Yeah.
I know. I liked his hair.
The high top fade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was fine. Somebody said, Barry, is Gundy really staying at OSU, or is he pulling a Saban with the Dolphins and waiting for A&M to call? If I'm Gundy, I'm using it as leverage to make more money, but I don't know that I'm going to A&M. Now, he's already recruiting in Texas. Now, you talked about facilities. I think I would rather be at A&M from an overall perspective, but I don't know if A&M would want Gundy. I think the reason A&M's going after Fisher is because of what I said a couple of days ago. It's going to open up the recruiting in Florida more than it ever has, and the South. More than they have already.
Plus, it's a named coach that's won a national title, that's going to bring coaches with him that has been an issue, that's going to get the kind of facilities and assistant coaches pool and all the things that he's been clamoring for that he hasn't gotten at his current university. But from a Gundy perspective, I heard this somewhere today, and I don't know if this is true or not, but when he was kiddingly saying, you know, I'm a cowboy for life, but there was talks today that they were going to actually give him one of those Bielema-like type deals where he could be the coach for the rest of his life if he wants. Why would you leave that?
I don't think you would. And if you're A&M, why do you go out and get a coach that can recruit really well in Oklahoma? A&M already does pretty well in Oklahoma. You don't need that. You're trying to expand your recruiting areas where you can go in and get 3-, 4-, and 5-star players. It's not happening a lot in Florida. You hoped that getting Ogeron, what's his name from LSU?
Ogeron
would have opened up, but I don't know.
Yeah, Gundy's not going to be on the A&M list, but I mean, look, from everything that I'm seeing and all indications that I'm catching now on Twitter from people, it seems like more and more it's a done deal.
I tend to agree with Barry, though. I don't think they want Mike Gundy. I don't think if you're A&M, you want Mike Gundy. Do you really want Mike Gundy? I don't know if that's going to benefit your program that much.
I think it's too close to home, and it's like recycled.
Not Ogeron, Chavis that I was thinking of.
Ogeron. Oh, yeah, adding the head coach is Ogeron at LSU.
But I'm saying adding Chavis, you thought, well, maybe they can go into Louisiana and recruit a little bit more with him since he was at LSU. But that's why some of these moves get made, not just because they're who they are, but where they can recruit. That has a lot to do with it in college.
Well, and to Nick's point, too, I think you got a guy that's a little too close to home. People know that he's already been in your recruiting areas, and everybody's trying to recruit the same areas in the South down here when you get to Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, A&M, things like that. But the thing is that, you know, I don't think A&M boosters are going to be real geeked about taking a guy from the Big 12 and bringing him into the SEC and expecting him to do the things that they're expecting to get out of their next head coach. And I think that, like I said, I think Jimbo Fisher, for a lot of reasons, makes more sense than maybe initially when I was like, really? He seems kind of older. I'm not sure it's a good fit. But it seems like he's still hungry, and he's not looking for the payday for himself as much, although it helps. But he's looking to do some things and have the things so he can recruit even better. His whole thing is that he's been able to recruit at Florida State when they've had to share their facilities, when they haven't had the coaches pooled to get the kind of assistance and keep them that he's wanted to do. And that maybe with all those resources with A&M and, like you said, the ability to already recruit Florida and then get into a state where he's already going to have, at worst, second pick. But for the most part, for the last couple of years, he's had first pick with the recruiting classes someone's brought in. If he can just maintain that and get into Florida, now you're talking about it, getting exactly what the alums want, and that's a team that's going to compete for a national title.
That's why I say it makes a lot of sense to go and get a guy like that.
No,
that's why to me it also made sense when I made the list. I had Fisher on there. I had
Mullen.
Dan Mullen first, Fisher second, and Chip Kelly was on that list because to me you can go out and recruit the West Coast, which the Aggies don't do a lot. And the way that he runs that offense and getting some of the 7-on-7 quarterbacks that are already
you
here in Texas, pair them up with some of that speed from the West Coast. That would have made a lot of sense, too.
That a lot of the best athletes, like you mentioned, quarterbacks, receivers, running backs, would want to play in a Chip Kelly system simply because that's going to be a fun style of play.
A lot of these kids that the Aggies are losing to the Big 12 to go play that open-up offense, with Chip Kelly here, you would have had a chance as well. That's why I think those were the top three for the Aggies.
And look, some guys aren't cut out for the pro game, i.e. Nick Saban. You know, Mora had his shot, but did all right in college, especially his first 3 years at UCLA. Some guys can't do it on the pro level, but they're really good at what they do on the collegiate level. And Chip Kelly is one of those guys. Chip Kelly had a great thing going at Oregon, but for whatever reason, whether you say money, ego, whatever it was, he wanted to try his shot at the NFL. He got two shots at it. Now he's going back to college. I fully expect him to turn UCLA around, regardless of whether Rosen stays or not. I'm sure he'll recruit the West Coast, and I'm sure he'll get that program back on the right track because he's a good college coach. So we'll see what happens.
Yep.
I saw this stat before we go to break. I thought you guys would be a little bit interested in this one, but the NFL and ESPN just put out best third and long defenses in the NFL. And number one may surprise you. That's third and 7+ yards to convert. Which defenses have limited the offenses to getting first downs in those situations? And number one is a bit surprising to me.
Okay.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. Only 16% of the time do offenses get a first down when faced with third and 7 or more if you're playing Jacksonville.
Doesn't surprise me.
I wouldn't think they'd be number one. I thought maybe the Eagles, maybe the Vikings.
Baltimore.
That shows you just how strong that defense is.
I've felt like Jacksonville has the best defense right now in the NFL. And I've felt like that for most of the year. And I felt like that going into the year.
Adding Darius to an already staunch defensive unit with that secondary and those two corners has not just bolstered it. It's put them to a different level. And obviously with these numbers, it shows that. Jaguars 1, Vikings 2, Steelers 3, Eagles 4, Chargers 5. Finishing the top 10, Lions, Packers, Broncos, Bears, Rams, no Ravens.
Really?
Yeah. And I thought the Rams would be higher.
Yeah.
Because of their front seven.
Yeah.
And
that
the
is
five
kind of a
worst,
uh-huh.
The Bengals, the Dolphins, the Raiders, the Chiefs,
ooh,
and the dead last worst,
Texans.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh.
Now, the Texans have been... Look, even the other night, the Texans' defense was pretty good. Obviously, it's a bad offense. But look at the way Clowney was disrupting things. And
Clowney's good, but the rest of that defense, right now, I think, what are they, dead last in passing?
I'd have to look it up.
Pleasant is playing okay. Clowney's really good. You're right. I mean, there's not really... Clowney does seem to be the guy that's standing out compared to everybody else on the defense. Definitely
he's sticks
definitely
out. Having
He is
going to get paid.
So Texans are 24th in yardage, yards and total passing yards. So
Nick, what is this?
Not great.
This is Michael Bolton. Can I touch you there?
Any Michael Bolton song should be on this list.
I'm with you on that.
You like Michael Bolton too? You are just sappy.
I said I loved you, but I lied because that's kind of funny to me. But that's not even what it's about, but I just like that part. This song sucks, though. I don't hate it, but this sucks.
It does suck, for sure.
But
I don't know that I've ever heard this, but I think that was a good thing.
This was the song that I said he Googled his list, because I don't think he's ever heard this song.
No, I've heard this song. I've definitely heard this song. I just couldn't find anything that was like...
That you hated just deeply, more. Just ugh.
This is probably the worst song in terms of songs I hate on this list, but everything else I feel good about.
Okay.
I can't like quote a Michael Bolton song right off the top of my head right now, but I know that they all suck.
Said I loved you, but I lied. When a man loves a woman.
Oh, well, there you go.
This one, Can I Touch You There?
No, you cannot.
Okay.
And I don't care if I get a jinx, Nick. There's no touching. All right, so we're going to continue to roll on with the show. We're going to take a quick break, then we're going to come back with more. If there's something you want to chime in, you've been doing a great job texting and tweeting, but you can also give us a ring. 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P listener line. Call, text, tweet. We're here till 4 before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. In case you've been living under a rock or just don't understand, Wednesdays are way back Wednesdays, and today it's songs we hate from pre-2000. This is Nick's list as he's finishing up with the ass bottom of the barrel and the trolley car, so to speak, of the train as he gets hour number three.
This should be on somebody's list.
Yep.
If not his, yours, or mine. Because this is...
It's ridiculous.
A horrible song and a horrible, horrible video.
Yeah, which I'm watching right now. I got to change the tab, actually.
At one point, it was cool to wear a bandana, and then he came out with this video, and every dude in America threw the bandanas that they were wearing on their heads away. Even Axl Rose was like, no, forget it. Hey, this dude has ruined bandanas.
Yeah, I mean...
The Undertaker never got the memo, but other than that...
This was another gimmicky song that ended up taking the country by storm.
Didn't he do something else or something like that? He was an actor? So he's like Drake. Is he Puerto Rican?
I believe.
He's the Puerto Rican Drake. I don't know. Maybe
not. No, because he doesn't use auto-tune.
Somebody texted the show, Barry, I saved Egypt. I have so much more free time now. That's my fellow Assassin's Creed game players. Yeah, I know. It does free up some time for you. I heard Patterson / TCU and Gundy at OSU were the Aggies' backups after Fisher. Does Chavis lose his job? Yeah, no matter who's coming in, Chavis is probably losing his job. What about Sumlin at UCF after Frost leaves? It would be funny to see him and Charlie Strong in Florida. That would be funny, but...
Backlash. Did you see Arizona State is bringing in Herm Edwards?
I did not.
Yeah. So Arizona State is going to bring in Herm Edwards to interview for the coaching position.
Okay.
People were all over it going, there's a good choice. He hasn't been a college coach since 89. Let's hope, not to mention how he's going to be as a recruiter. And then it just steamrolled from there. And then people like every other school in the Pac-12 is saying, yes, please bring in Herm Edwards. I don't think Herm Edwards is a football guy, for one. And for two, I would be pretty confident he could put together a staff that would know what they're doing. I would worry about his recruiting more than anything else.
That's what I would say.
But
being so far out of it, I would worry about recruiting.
But if you remember now, certain people have a presence when you meet them in person and they come into your house when they're trying to get your kid to go there. You guys remember what it was like when Herm Edwards joined us on Radio Row at Super Bowl? That dude's personality is engaging, and he comes in and he can get you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it really is.
So it would be interesting. But look, I think he's a good coach. I think he's another one of those guys, though, that I think shouldn't leave what they're doing because they're good at it, and they probably don't need the stress and all the extra crap anymore.
See, that would be my thing. You go from one level to that level, and it's like...
It'll be a shock to him. It won't work. It won't work.
Granted, I get it. You're going to make probably more money, period. But overall, for the stress, the amount of hours, the fact that he's 63 years old, he should probably...
Yeah.
He, Gruden, Van Gundy, stay right where you're at. You're doing great with what
and
you're
is
doing.
Is he a cancer survivor?
I don't believe so, but I don't know.
You don't want to deal with that stress.
Dr. Dre, I think this is Dr. Dre on 290, texted the show and said, somebody better play some Vanilla Ice. That is one of those songs that when it came out, I absolutely hated it.
Yep.
Because I was supposed to. Right, like everybody was supposed to hate Ice Ice Baby, even though I had the cassette.
Because if you did, you were made fun of.
Yeah.
100%.
So then I was like, well, I had the cassette, and then I realized that I'm not supposed to like this, so I started hating it and threw the cassette away. But now that I'm an adult and I don't care what anyone thinks about me, including the person that's texting the show correcting how I pronounce words right now as we speak, I don't care. Yeah. I like the song.
Yeah.
I actually dig it now. Like I would
bet you still... capitalizing.
I would get out on the dance floor right now and do the Running Man if it came on.
Another gimmicky song, but one that took the nation by storm.
And Suge Knight almost murdered him over the money for it, right? Isn't that the rumor?
I don't know about that.
You never heard about that?
No.
Yeah, he signed over the rights.
Yeah, he signed over the rights. He was basically Suge and some of his cronies held Vanilla Ice off of a balcony by his feet.
Oh, I did hear about that. Yep.
And threatened him, and so he had to sign over the rights to all the money. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. Boy, don't make me... What?
Get the video?
Don't make me start dancing.
Now, Barry wants to do the Running Man right now.
But then I remember when he got busted for saying he was something that he wasn't. Like, he claimed Miami and all this stuff, and that turned out to not be completely true. Like, he claimed he was from the hood, and... sold dope and all that, and just none of that ended up being true, which was very surprising.
So kind of like Phil Collins in the air tonight.
Yes, Vanilla Ice and Phil Collins yep. are...
Who'd have thunk?
Who'd have thunk
we'd put them in the same basket, but there they are.
But I like both of their songs, so I'm sorry. I don't mind that. Black Flag was the best Assassin's Creed. I will agree with you on that. You guys have no idea, but
I
yeah.
completely
I think I even
you
told you to go play Black Flag.
You did, but...
And Freedom Cry. Those are both good. Rico Suave was the song.
Right.
Someone said he was in Colors with Sean Penn.
I believe that's true.
Is that true? He played a gangsta?
At one point, too, that people thought he was Adrian Zmed, who played in Bachelor Party and played on, like, he's an actor. You recognize him if you see him, but they look similar, but they're not the same guy. But Adrian Zmed was in Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks, and he was in, I want to say, like, T.J. Hooker in a couple of movies. But, yeah, but Rico Suave was also an actor, and I think that's right. I think he played
somebody. Colors. Yeah, Mark Villalobos just texted me a picture. Gerardo was in the movie Colors.
If you do the Wikipedia
and there's a picture
Gerardo,
of
Gerardo, yeah.
And does. Guess what he's wearing on his head?
A headband. Bandana, yeah.
He ruined it. Ruined it. That and the pointy boots with jeans. And vest with no shirt, which is pretty much the outfit.
Vest with no shirt? Oh, my God.
I wore that just about every day, and then he ruined it.
Better wear
I had
deodorant.
The pointy boots with the jeans.
With the vest with no shirt?
Yeah.
Really?
I have...
Please tweet out a picture of that.
I think
that'd be hilarious.
Amazing pecs.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
So, Gerardo Mija, also known by just Gerardo. Mija.
Okay.
Ecuadorian-American rapper.
Oh, Ecuadorian.
Singer and actor.
Sorry, I put him on as a Puerto Rican. That was wrong of me. Now people are just texting in ridiculous stuff. Rico Suave was in Can't Buy Me Love.
Yeah, he was.
No.
Yes. He was in Colors, Can't Buy Me Love.
What?
Super Carrier, Somebody to Love, Pauly Shore is Dead. Mi Casa Su Casa and Suave Says
he did a Pauly Shore movie?
He did. Pauly Shore is Dead.
It's like the 6 degrees of separation, right?
I guess
we had Pauly
so. Yeah,
on the
we
show.
Went all the way around, yeah.
My goodness. We brought it all the way back home.
Can't Buy Me Love, he was one of the guys getting all the hot chicks. The hip chicks.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Hey, why do you hate this song?
I hate all Bonnie Tyler.
They played this song way too much in like movie scenes. Like,
wasn't this in Footloose? Like
I think so.
When he was in the yeah. car
can't just be
by
Footloose.
Himself.
Footloose.
Wasn't this the scene I showed you where they took all the sounds out, all the except the sound effects? Remember when I showed you that video?
Yeah.
I've got to find that again. That was one of the greatest things ever done. It was Kevin Bacon in Footloose, the scene where he pulls up in the car by himself and basically runs through the empty warehouse doing gymnastics. But they've taken all of the words and everything else except just like his footsteps and stuff. It's absolutely hilarious. I got to find that and tweet that out for you. But I think this was Footloose, right? The song?
I think you're right.
Okay. That makes
Bonnie
me feel
Tyler
better.
Stuff. It's a heartache. Betty Davis eyes and this one. You can have them all. Throw them out. She swallowed a pound of glass and gravel.
Dang.
You know what? You'll never be her hero.
I'll be okay with that, too. I will sleep well at night
one.
Knowing that.
She needs one, and guess who's not going to be it, Joel?
Guess who is?
I'll be
the
your hero.
The sultry baby sounds of Nick Sciarra.
Hey, guys.
He's swooing them all.
I don't think you have a baby voice, by the way.
I don't either.
I don't hear it.
It's too deep.
I don't know about that.
He's got a deep voice.
Does he?
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess he does a little bit. Yeah, okay. I wouldn't say baby voice.
Baby voice.
No.
But someone that's willing to text 5 times will. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Did you get to the bottom of that?
No. Dr. Dre.
I thought you did.
Nope.
Okay.
Dr. Dre said that Vanilla Ice claimed Miami, but he was from Dallas. That's what it was. And he said he was
that's a deal
gangsta,
breaker right
and he's
there.
Not gangsta.
All right. We got a half hour to go in the big show. We're going to step away for a quick break. Then we're going to come back and finish strong. And before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz, don't go anywhere. We're the usual suspect. This is ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Everywhere I go,
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You're an idiot.
You're fired. Get your ass off of here.
Peter Cetera and Chicago, and you're going
to
bag
tell
on
Tyler
it?
To come in here on your way out. This is crap. This is amazing.
And this is, what is this, Karate Kid? I don't know, but Chicago.
Ugh.
This song's been in the movies, too. This is a good song.
Nope, not a fan. Not a fan. You feel inspired after listening to the song?
Hell yeah. I'll come in there and sweep your leg right now. I don't give a damn. Several people.
Was this Karate Kid?
I think so.
What's the title of the song, Nick?
You're the Inspiration.
Let's check.
Several people were texting the show saying that I Need a Hero was the chase scene from Short Circuit 2. Johnny Five is alive. Yes, Jerry. Yes, Ro Pimpin'. I know that. But that was 88. The original I Need a Hero came out in 84 at Footloose. Don't ever doubt my Footloose knowledge. Don't you ever doubt my Footloose knowledge. Ugh. Was it Karate Kid?
Check it.
And then whoever texted the show and said, did anyone have Electric Avenue on their list?
That's a good song.
I am blocking you from ever texting the show again. That is one of the best songs ever. Yes. Great song.
Eddie Grant.
This one I will actually roll the windows down so I can turn it all the way up so I can sing it. That good.
Peter Cetera's Glory of Love.
Okay.
Was the Karate Kid.
So that other one wasn't?
No.
Okay.
You're the Inspiration. Good song, but not.
Not it?
No.
Okay.
Hanging on Peter Cetera, man. Wow. You're harsh.
By the way.
I struck a nerve.
Yeah, you did.
It's just a good song. But by the way, and I correct myself, it wasn't Bonnie Tyler it was Kim Carnes that did Betty Davis Eyes, and that sucks too.
All of them do.
Yeah.
Okay. I tweeted out the scene that I was talking about from
it's hilarious.
Footloose, where he gets out of the car and he dances around a warehouse by himself with no music.
Yeah.
So I tweeted that out. At Bigger is funny if you want to see it. I put the link to the YouTube. It's the whole scene,
it's
so it's
the
not
Nat
fast.
Sounds.
Yeah, it's so funny.
It's like if you were watching a football game without the announcers and you could just hear the hits and the grunting and everything. That's what it is.
Yeah, at one point he's doing these twirls and all you hear him going, that's all you hear is him just, one, two, three. He's dancing. Oh, so good. You got to go check that out.
Yeah,
super
definitely,
funny.
Definitely a good
there might be more of those if you follow that first one. So, good stuff.
Okay. All right. And by the way, I was following up on this Eli Manning topic that we were talking about where he might end up. And the one thing that we would be remiss if we didn't mention that why I think Jacksonville would be a good fit too. Tom Coughlin, his coach with the Giants, is now the vice president of football for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Great point.
He also just came out on radio this afternoon when asked about the situation with the Giants and Eli Manning and said, surprised is not the word. My sentiments are totally with Eli Manning. He's a class act, a two-time Super Bowl champ, one of the finest, most humble men in that locker room. And I was very upset when I heard that. That was the clean version. That was Tom Coughlin. All of his ex-players are chiming in on social media. Carl Banks, the linebacker, I'm very emotional about this Eli
crap.
The guy who gave you everything, for better or worse, never missed a game, and this is how it ends? Number 10, not number 10. He deserves better. He gave all when better wasn't there for him, and this is how it ends? I hurt for him. And it goes on from there, from Plaxico Burress, Brandon Jacobs. All of his ex-teammates are chiming in, and they are just killing the Giants at this point.
Good. Good for them.
So that's the kind of thing that, you know what, if they hadn't made up their mind yet about McAdoo, which they should have, and their GM, they should both go.
And Coughlin, he was already mad at the Giants when he got fired, right? Because I remember that press conference that they held, letting everybody know he like walked right past the was it the GM or the owner at the time? He didn't even want to say hi or bye to him. So, you know, Tom Coughlin is better towards that organization for sure,
without a question. Yeah, Justin Tuck said, "Am I honestly at a loss for words? As a person that has seen Eli the QB and Eli the man, I'm truly pissed about what has taken place today. The decision is one of the stupidest I've ever seen in my time being associated with pro sports."
Man, got people all bent out of shape.
Yep,
huh?
Yep, no doubt about it.
Terry Burke sent me a message on Twitter. Said, Rico Suave has a nice looking daughter too.
And you Googled
it. And I said, So I looked it up. Nadia, how'd you pronounce his last name?
I have to see it again to pronounce it.
Mieja?
I think that's right.
M-E-J-I-A?
I believe that's right.
Mejia.
Mejia?
Yeah. Okay. There's a basketball right there, Tony Mejia.
Nadia Mejia. Pretty hot. I don't know how old she is, so that might not be. But she was Miss California, if that helps. So it wasn't Miss Teen California. But, Google
that. She's got my approval.
All you got to do is just Google Rico Suave daughter and then copy and paste her name in there. It says she's 22, so we're good, guys. We're okay. You can
she's
look
kinda
it up.
She's kind of tall, too. 5'10".
Yeah, 5'10".
That's kind of tall. That's pretty darn tall, yeah, for a female. That's, wow.
She's not bad. Not bad. Good job, Terry. Good heads up on that. Good looking out, playa. Okay, this made me laugh a lot. Hearing Barry likes Vanilla Ice makes me feel like the chick in the Thriller video finding zombie Michael Jackson. I need to go lay down. Why?
Wow.
Why? I don't understand that.
I'll pull out the name, the roll call on the Michael Jackson video, Ona Ray. In the Thriller video.
Is that who that was?
Yeah, Ona Ray.
I always thought she was cute.
Yeah, one time Playboy Playmate, too, by the way. You want to Google that?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
I did not know that, Ed.
Wild and wacky stuff. Yeah.
Nick's getting a lot of hate for putting Chicago on his.
See, Nick? If you don't know, you should ask somebody.
Bro.
It's a taste thing. Not everybody likes that song.
Stupid mistake.
Not everybody likes that song.
Quentin wants to know why I'm so sour today. I'm not really sour.
Every day.
I'm just not putting up with some of this crap that's being thrown my way for no reason.
It's just a Wednesday.
It's just every...
Very sour, every day that ends with a Y.
Oh, all right.
That's... No? All right. Okay. Oh, by the way, last night, thank you very little.
What did I do?
Talking for two straight days, and you kept asking us if we had done anything with Cyber Monday. I get an email last night from Nike.com that says I get an additional 25% off before midnight.
Well, you're welcome. Was that because of me?
No. You might want to hold off on that. You're welcome.
Okay.
So it says to see what you could possibly get the discount on, click on the icon on the email. So I do, and it takes you to a list of clothes and shoes and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Happens to be a pair of basketball shoes that I've been looking for that I like.
Which ones?
The Hyperdunk 2017 Lows.
I'm going to look at those.
Red.
Okay.
So I put them in the cart. I get ready to check out. So I'm thinking they're on sale, plus I'm getting an extra 25% off. I'm really saving. I'm almost getting them 50% off. I like it. So I put their code in that they say to put, and it doesn't work like 2-3 times. So it finally says, you know, you can call or you can get an online representative. So I go, I'll take the online representative. Well, I wait for an online representative for 20 minutes. When I finally get Sophia on the phone or Sophia on the direct chat, she immediately goes, wow, great taste in shoes. Those are fantastic. I'm like,
You're like, all right, you computer bot.
Yeah, I don't need all of that. I just need you explain to me why I'm putting the code in and I'm not getting it. And she said, well, did you see that when you place the order, it says this is not one of the – I said, no, it doesn't say that. It says, let me give you the exact – in quotes, this may be one of the items that cannot be discounted. However, when I go into the fine print and I read it all, it doesn't qualify as being one of the non-discounted items. Then I said, why would you do that? Why would you send me an email and you give me the list of things that I can choose from? And when I choose what I want, now you're telling me it's not on the list. But it is. So I said, that's either bait and switch marketing or you're falsifying what you're doing. I said, you tell me how you want to handle this. Well, let me check. 20 minutes later, back and forth, and her actually sending me in an email the fine print again, which again clearly does not state that the shoes don't qualify for the discount. She says, let me check with my supervisor. So then Lorena takes over for Sophia and continues to tell me what a wonderful purchase I've made. And I said, well, slow your roll. I haven't made the purchase yet, but I'm trying to if you guys could do the right thing. And then she goes, please be patient. I'm going to be checking on this to try and get resolution. 15 minutes later, she comes back with a no.
Just a straight up no.
I was so freaking hot. I was like, you know what? I was like, I've been a swoosh guy for 20-some-odd years, for most of my life. I'm like, but now because you're a big-time shoe company, you don't want to reach the problems of the little man. You're just going to move on to the next customer who's just going to buy for whatever you say it is. I was so furious. And then I got a survey going, how was your customer experience with Nike? Needless to say, I had a field day filling that bad boy out. I was like, I'm not buying anything from Nike.com ever again. I will go to Dick's.
Oh, you're a lie.
Well, no, I won't go from Nike.com. I'll get it from like a box store online or something like that, East Bay. But I'm not doing that anymore. I was furious, man.
So if they're the only place that you can get something that drops, you're not going to get it?
I'm not like that anymore. Like you getting the Jordans, I'm just not into it like that anymore. But I mean, there's certain shoes that I like, but I'm not going to buy them and pay like $220.
Maybe one will pop up. I mean, Barry doesn't strike me as a guy that's like that either, but he just happened to find navy blue
if
Jordans
that
he always
wanted.
If
there's ones that you really like, but again, even there, when we were talking about that last week, there are ways that you can get around it and find them at other places.
Yeah.
I'm just not doing the Nike.com thing anymore because I think they've gotten too big. And so I go to bed and Lisa's like, what'd you do, fall asleep on the couch? And I go, no, I got into a freaking computer war customer service rep at Nike.
I got into an all-out battle online with some robot customer service. I always feel like I'm getting a robot because I had this conversation. I want to say it was with AT&T. I was having problems with something. And then that little chat window pops up. Would you like to chat with a representative? So I was like, all right. Hey, I'm having problems with my modem. And they were like, okay, your modem. I can help you with that. Mr. Laminac, can I get some information from you? It was very like
robotic.
Yeah, all of the questions and then the answers. I'd be like, yeah, here's my zip code. Okay, thanks so much! ! It's like no one's that happy to get a zip code.
No,
no one is that excited to get information. I realized that I'm the guy online now chatting with a robot, saying cuss words just like I'm on the phone going, I just want to talk to a person. 5-5-0 operator. I'm just yelling at nobody. Have you ever done that where you've yelled at the voice where they're like,
trying to get someone who actually talks to you? Absolutely.
I'm screaming curse words at a lady that's going for four, press four and you'll be right. And I'm just like,
absolutely.
Oh, and my wife's like, you're a lunatic.
AT&T and DirecTV are the king and queen of the automated system. With that, or I just scream at the phone. Lisa's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I hate these damn automated systems. But what was worse, and I told you guys this, this last weekend when I called DirecTV and I got Katie and Jen, who both called me Joel. And I was like, excuse me? She's like, you have been a loyal customer, Joel.
Just texted the show calling you Joel.
I'm like, thanks, Katie.
Was that Kurt Lowe's mom, maybe, or somebody like that? Joel.
Yeah, I'm not touching that one. I'm done.
Way to take a stand, Joel. P.S. Nike still gets your money if you buy it from Finish Line.
I understand that, but I get the price that I want and not the hassles endured. So take that to the bank and stuff it. All right, we got one segment to go on the big show before we turn over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Wow, 100,000 deep worldwide press. Hate to be the man, gotta clean this mess.
ESPN 97.5.
Here's her. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Is this that song you were talking about?
Yep. Crash Test Dummies.
There was this girl.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
I've heard it. Yeah, I definitely have heard it.
Yeah, I knew right when you heard it. I'm surprised you haven't heard it,
Dude's
Barry.
Trying to be Eddie Vedder. Trying to sound
He
like
also
Pearl
sounds
Jam.
Like the dude. Remember that band Collective Soul?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sounds like that dude.
That's that.
Good call.
Yeah. Right?
The December Collective song. Soul? I think you're referring to the December song. I know what he's talking about.
Can you find it, Nick, so I don't look so stupid?
Well, I know what song you're talking about, but I don't know if that's the name of it. I don't even know
I don't
that's
know the name of it.
Soul.
I just know that's part of it, right? With that guitar riff and that, yeah.
Is that Collective Soul?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it is.
While we look that up, I'm going to tell you guys about my good friends at Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for months now. It's a great program because it's Houstonians helping kids in Houston in need. It's fantastic because you can make a donation, and it actually helps you out. If you've suffered devastation to a vehicle, whether it be a motorcycle, a truck, a car, a boat, or an RV or a trailer, whether it's working or not – They'll come take it away from you, saving you the charges for a towing company. And in the process, if you donate that vehicle, it can become resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. It could be book money. It could be bus fare. It could be eyeglasses. It could be warm meals. All the things that could be distractions if kids don't have them, but all the things that can really help if they do in trying to get their education. It's how the program works. It's Texas Can Academies. So if you can make a donation, they sure would appreciate it. Consider it and give them a call, 713-225-4226, or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Just for mentioning ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card. They come to you. They bring the tow truck. They take it away. They do the paperwork. You get a tax deduction, and you get that feeling during the holiday season that you've done something good to help kids in the Houston area. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid. Was it Collective Soul?
It is Collective Soul, but the song you're thinking of is called Shine.
Shine.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You think that the Crash Test Dummy guy sounds like them too?
A little bit.
He does.
Yeah, a little bit.
Not too bad, not too bad.
I thought the Eddie Vedder was kind of on too. He was trying to be a little close, Eddie Vedder-ish. Yeah.
Titan Hugo said Floyd Mayweather's home in Beverly Hills has been burglarized. Breaking news. Well, that's what you get for flaunting your cash. Hey, Joel, what are the tennis shoes you use to avoid getting chin splints?
The fact that they said chin splint, I mean, and why is that so funny to you?
Chin splint? I know you. I hope there's a typo and you didn't really think they were called chin splints. Oh my gosh. What are the calls?
Well, I know one of them.
Jerry, what is this? Joel's sneaker problem and Snow's informer. Who spelled Snow's informer?
I think it's supposed to be shoe.
Trey spelled that? Let me, hold on.
Trey's terrible. Let me get Jerry in here. N-O-E,
that's Snow.
Time out, look at how they spent.
Informer. I-N-P-H-O-R-M-E-R, informer. What?
Damn it, Trey.
Oh.
Now, look at how they spelled Joel.
Yeah.
J-O-L-E.
Is that informer using the P-H instead of the F because of my tweet to Jong? Okay, just checking.
All right, he has to get in here good before Lord. The show ends. We've got to get my man Jerry! What's up, Jerry?
Hey-o, yeah. You know that kid can't spell.
No, he can't.
Why do you keep... That's like, you know, yelling at your incontinent cat to, like, stop peeing in the house. They can't help it.
Jerry, I must tell you that we haven't heard from you in a while, but the one unanimous thought that we all had was you must have some really interesting off-air conversations with Trey.
Actually, I just get geeked up when I hear him. It's like, he's like, I don't know, it's like you guys adopted him or something. Like, you have a little cubby holes for him. You tuck him in at night, and then you come back to work the next day, and there he is.
He's our own little white Urkel.
He is a white Urkel. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, you get so mad at the Nike store robot that now you're going to, like, storm into the Baybrook Mall all angry, and then the Foot Locker is going to have the sign that says 20% off, and then the asterisk, some restrictions may apply, and you're going to start yelling at, like, some 15-year-old pimple-faced kid making $7 an hour because you can't get 20% off your Air Force One.
It's a genuine possibility, Jerry. It definitely is. I'm just letting you know. But the other thing is that's jacked up is like you go to certain box stores like Dick's Sporting Goods, they don't have half sizes. So they have 12s and 13s online, but you can't get a 12 and a half.
I'm a 12, so I can totally agree with you. I don't understand with where all these small-footed humans are, but, you know, us big boys, we know how it is.
No question about it.
I have a question, Joel. Are you the guy that, like, shows up to play basketball with $300 sneakers, but, like, can't dribble between his legs, or, you know?
No.
Are you that guy?
He does show up with $300 sneakers, but he can dribble between
his
legs.
He can play. Yeah, I can vouch. Joel can play ball.
You need to come on Sunday night.
No, Jerry, seriously, it's on the schedule. I'm going to make it there. I promise you. I almost made it 2 weeks ago. I'm going to try and get there.
All right, you guys set this date up on Tinder. Let's keep this moving.
That's not fun.
Oh, I'm going to put a GoPro on my forehead. Oh, so you see Joel on the outside, and you're just going to see the ball go, like, right into the drywall. And I'm like, in your face, punk! And then I'm going to cut the video off right there.
Nice. Appreciate the call.
We'll walk out of the gym.
All right.
See you at the buckle, Jer. All right. Curtis wants to get in here. What's up, Curtis?
What's up, guys? How are the usual suspects?
Very good man. How are you?
We got to get out of here real quick. So what's up?
You're throwing all those old tunes around. I was like, man, do you remember Snow's Informer?
Oh, yeah.
Is that, yeah.
Is that pre-2000?
Yeah, it is pre-2000.
Yes, it was. Yeah, and Onyx Slam.
Hey, hey,
Slam.
Hey.
That's a good track right there.
Yeah, don't knock Slam. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Snows and
Farmer. No, hell yeah. No, that was, yeah, those were jams back then. Not like,
I like
the crap that we listen to now.
Very good, Curtis. Appreciate the call,
man. You like the Boom Boom Yeah, Nick?
Yeah.
On Informer?
Yep. What?
I like the Boom Boom Yeah.
Oh.
Informer.
Like, what are you talking about? Before we go, I wanted to get this out of the way real quick, but I saw that you had posted and ESPN was reporting that the Astros may not bring Gattis back. At least they're thinking about non-tendering him, which means they're not going to give him, let him be eligible for his third year of arbitration.
Instant free agency.
They would lose him. They're saying he's worth about $6.5 million. He was actually, he got a $2 million bump last year to this year, so he could get close to that again, I thought. So maybe he could be around $7.5 million. But they're saying $6.5 million. So it would be somewhere, do you want to pay $6.5 to $7.5 million a year for a guy that's going to hit you 15 home runs?
I don't, and that's why the Lucroy thing starts making more sense.
Then it makes sense to go out and
get Lucroy.
They're
saying they may trade him by Friday before they have to do the non-tender thing. So it'll be interesting to see that situation with the Astros. I know it's not baseball season, but the hot stove continues to heat up. We'll have to keep an eye on that.
That's right.
All right, so that we're not late and we get these guys in on time, because otherwise they get a little crotchety. It's Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz. They're next for Nick Berry. I'm Joel. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.